Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Tar is a complex film about the complexities of the high-stakes world of classical music and the high stakes of relationships. As Tar would have it, the stakes can take the form of a figurative stab in the back, shrieking like a bow dragged across the strings of a violin. In Tar, Kate Blanchett plays Lydia Tar, the high-powered conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. She divides her time between Berlin and New York City. The film opens documentary style, with Lydia Tar being interviewed by Adam Gopnik, the real-life staff writer at the New Yorker Festival. They talk about an upcoming recording that Lydia is conducting of Mahler's Fifth Symphony, and Lydia is also writing her memoir. It takes a village to raise a conductor to the podium. Lydia Tar depends on a personal assistant, Francesca, played by Noémie Merlant, and Sharon, played by Nina Haas, the Berlin Philharmonic concertmaster violinist. Lydia and Sharon are raising an adopted daughter, Petra, played by Mila Bogojevic. Back in Berlin, Lydia reflects on her relationship with Krista, a former member of her conductor fellowship program. After an audition for the cello position, Lydia becomes attracted to Olga, played by Sophie Kaur. She's a young Russian cellist. No spoilers here. Suffice it to say that life and career do not go well for Lydia. The last scene is of Lydia conducting musicians recording a score for the video game series Monster Hunter. An audience of cosplayers looks on. Okay, we get it. Lydia Tar is a very bad person, perhaps even a monster for her behavior. In a way, she's presented as a female version of convicted sex offender, movie producer Harvey Weinstein. Lydia's obsession with conducting a classical music orchestra and her obsession with women is portrayed as evil. Unfortunately, Tar invokes the cliched cinematic trope of the gay person condemned for his or her lifestyle. As directed and written by Todd Field, who directed Little Children and In the Bedroom, Tar seems more preoccupied with titillation rather than a reasoned consideration of the psychological plight of the main character, Lydia Tar. The director uses flashbacks and dream sequences to tell essential parts of the storyline that get lost in the cinematic effects. Kate Blanchett, an Oscar winner as actress for Blue Jasmine, and an Oscar winner as supporting actress for The Aviator, and a six-time Oscar nominee, is compelling and riveting as Lydia Tar. Without Blanchett, there is no movie. She controls every scene, showing a range of emotions from sympathetic victim to raging autocrat to hateful perpetrator. Look for an actress Oscar nomination for Kate Blanchett. The soundtrack by Hildur Guðnadóttir, an Iceland musician and composer, provides a nervous, jagged, often atonal unease to the film. Tar will be of chief interest to fans of Kate Blanchett and classical music devotees. Tar is MPAA rated R for some language and brief nudity. Opening December 16, Avatar, The Way of Water, rated PG-13. James Cameron directs Zoe Saldana, Kate Winslet, Sam Worthington, Sigourney Weaver, Giovanni Ribisi, and Edie Falco in the action fantasy film. The planet of Pandora is threatened again. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.